Just a little structure in the coaching conversation will make a big difference. Welcome to the Drew Coaching Podcast. This is season 2, episode 12, Structure in the Coaching Conversation. And this week we're focused on starting, checking in, and ending coaching conversations. Drew Coaching raises up leaders who are shaping the future. My name is Eric Drew, and the Drew Coaching Podcast is a weekly boost to your leadership in 10 minutes or less. This season, we're focused on growing the leadership of others through teaching, mentoring, coaching. Thank you for joining us to invest in your own growth, whether that's in your job, in your small business, or at home. I want to welcome our new listeners. We've added new listeners every week this season of the podcast. I'm grateful for your commitment to teaching, mentoring, and coaching, to raising up your leadership. I'm also grateful for everyone in our community who's sharing the podcast, who's liked and reviewed the podcast, or shared with their teams, coworkers, and friends. You can subscribe and get the podcast every single week at your favorite podcast player, no matter where you're listening to podcasts or on YouTube. Or we have newsletter, get everything sent right to your email. My commitment to you is a weekly boost for 10 minutes or less. Every single Monday, I work hard to make it concise and practical. So this week, you can practice our focus and see leadership growth. The big ideas and questions for application are always available for free at the show notes at drewcoaching.online. I'd love for you to visit so you can see the most important content and the questions actually written down. If you're more visual, I'm sharing on TikTok and Instagram throughout the week as we practice together. So this is our fourth and final week this season on the coaching skills. So far, we've seen others as experts, we've practiced asking powerful questions, and we've made progress through action and accountability. Now, these three practices are going to make all of your conversations better, and they're major building blocks to coaching and leading with a coach approach. To wrap up, our focus this week is to practice starting, checking in, and finishing coaching conversations. Now, I completed my preliminary coach training in 2014. I loved coaching, I embraced a coach approach, and began coaching others. I mean, let me tell you, putting these skills into practice is the best way to raise up your friends, your coworkers, your team members, those you supervise. Coaching is jet fuel for leadership development. And my coaching, it was pretty good. I'm proud of many of the people I've had the opportunity to coach with over these years. I get to work with great people, they've achieved some pretty impressive things in the world. But sometime last year, I reconnected with a community of professional coaches. And that's when I started thinking and working on more structure in a coaching conversation. What I found is that just a little bit of structure leads to much deeper learning and much faster progress. You don't actually need to be in a formal coaching relationship to borrow this structure and use these skills. You could use this in a team meeting, whether you're the team leader or not. I use this in casual conversation or a Zoom call. Sometimes in supervisory conversations, I'll use this. I use something like this with my coaching clients, but in a bunch of other places too. So to start, let them see you put on your coaching hat. I don't really have a coaching hat, but for a long time, I had a tendency to jump into my coaching posture by asking questions. I do this in any conversation, and lots of times powerful questions are helpful. However, one of the key competencies for the International Coaching Federation is creating a coaching agreement. Rather than just launching into questions, I've started saying, "Do you mind if I put my coaching hat on and we explore this together?" Now, next, I'll ask a question to get really clear about what our conversation is. What are you hoping to accomplish in this conversation? Getting clear at the beginning makes everything move much faster and it's much clearer. If we're just asking questions and hoping for insight, I find that sometimes things tend to wander. But if the person or team I'm talking to is clear that I have my coaching hat on and they set the direction and our desired outcomes for the conversation, this makes coaching a lot more effective. Let them see you put on your coaching hat and help set the focus. Once you establish the expectation in your coaching conversation, you'll launch into seeing them as the expert, asking powerful questions, and practicing curiosity. This is great. So the next part of the structure is, for somewhere in the middle, check in. Ask, are we working in the right direction? I work with some people who are very, very focused. They know what they want and they get right to the point. I find that more people need a coaching conversation because they need to let their mind wander a little bit to fully chase down an idea. No matter who you're working with, somewhere in the middle of the conversation, it's important to check in. Is the conversation going the way they hoped? Are they exploring the ideas and working toward the outcome that they're hoping for? If I'm struggling to see how what they're sharing with me is related to the main idea of the coaching, I'll check in. If they're direct and short and sweet, I'll check in. If we get to a point in the conversation where I don't know what the right next question is, I'll check in. If it seems like we're more than halfway through the conversation, no matter how it's going, I'll check in. Here's what checking in does. Checking in positions us well for a great ending. Whether you have an established amount of time for coaching or your conversation just needs to have an end time, checking in the middle sets up for a great ending. I find that in many, many of my coaching sessions, the first half is helpful to explore ideas and insights. But we need to check in so that in the second half, we can focus in on the final learnings, action steps, and movement forward. And checking in is so easy. You just have to ask some form of, are we working in the right direction here? Finally, for a great ending, say how long you'll talk about action and accountability. Last week, I shared three questions I love for action and accountability. What are the next steps? What's the timeline? Who can help? Here's what I found. Those three questions could take 5 minutes or 25 minutes. And longer isn't necessarily better. Actually, I find that if there's been good exploration during a coaching conversation, it's best to be concise when planning how to move forward. In a coaching conversation, I might say, okay, we have about 8 minutes left. Let's talk about how to move forward. Then maybe jump into the three questions. I don't think it only has to be those three questions for action accountability and your last time segment. Another question I like to ask recently as we're wrapping up is, what are you learning about yourself? To get good focus, I might ask, what obstacles could come up as you're working on it? No matter what you're asking at the end, don't let the conversation drag on and on and on and on. Have a great ending by defining how long you'll talk about action and accountability. Then help that person or team set their own next steps well. Now, every coaching conversation is different. Every person needs something different, and I don't think there's a coaching formula. But I have found that a little bit of structure around coaching conversations helps a lot. Let them see you put on your coaching hat and provide direction. In the middle of the conversation, check in to make sure you're on track. And then have a clear ending by defining how long you'll talk about action and accountability. You can use these practices in a number of conversations, not just if you have coaching clients. Whether you have a friend who needs to process what's going on, or a coworker and team member who's feeling stuck, or maybe a team that needs a little bit more focus, or kind of whatever you find yourself trying to help out and raise leadership. Coaching is excellent to grow the leadership of others, and a little structure to the conversation will help it move much better. So here are a couple practical application questions for you this week. Where do you naturally find yourself taking a coaching posture? How might you add clarity and structure to those conversations? Who around you needs a coaching conversation this week? I want you to connect with them and give this a try. So we're wrapping up the coaching skills. Next week, I'm so excited to launch into several bonus episodes as we wrap up this season. You can find everything in the show notes. You can subscribe on your favorite podcast player so you don't miss anything. Or I'd love it if you share. You could also join the email list. I'll send everything right to you in your email so you don't miss it any single week. I want to thank you for joining us. You're a leader. You're creative. The world needs your voice. This week, create a little bit of structure around your coaching conversations. You're going to continue to raise up others to bring hope to life. I want you to remember we're in this and better together.